Welcome to Committed to Christ. Greg, Kelly, and Dexter with you. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Looking forward to Christmas. Want to just give a quick shout out to all of our listeners across the world, United States, Vietnam, and Germany. And I've got my tea with me here tonight. You don't have anything hot.
No, not now, tonight. I already had a cup of coffee. I'm afraid if I drink any now, it will
make you even more hyper than you already are.
I am. I'm already nervous.
But I'm drinking something that I don't usually drink because I don't like tea like I don't like pumpkin pie, even though I ate half of the pumpkin pie.
Half and two bowls of whipped cream.
You have to like triple the
Cool Whip
on the pumpkin pie to get it to taste decent.
So you can
at least
pretend,
I think you do.
You just eat it for the sugar.
But
purpose.
I've got this chai tea here, and I have to put sugar in it and some half and half creamer, and it's actually not bad. So it feels good on a cool night. Actually, it's not cool. It's cold. Because winter is coming, and that's your favorite.
It doesn't matter where we live,
year, right?
There's winter, correct. Mm-hmm. I'm just thankful that I don't live somewhere where there's white precipitation.
This is true. You know, I was outside earlier today taking the trash out at work, and it was raining, and it felt like it was freezing rain.
Oh.
And I thought, oh man, really? Are we having that already? Because,
well,
I mean, here
possible.
In the South,
it freezes.
It does, and it's bad because we don't have the salt trucks and... Which
we don't want them.
I don't mind that.
Right.
But when it rains and freezes, it is a disaster.
It is.
Nobody goes anywhere, or nobody should go anywhere, because most people here have bald tires.
And it'll probably change, though. There's been a lot of people that have moved here from the Northeast and the North. So they're going to think they can go places because they've always gone places.
Oh, I thought that too. The first year we lived here until I tried. And
you realize
said,
that
nope,
they're just
going
not,
back home.
Right.
Anyway, Greg,
we're going into Romans chapter.
Oh, yes. That's why we're here. We are covering the last chapter, Romans 16, and it's only taken us 8 months to get through the book of Romans. But I think...
Like I said, we've read it through a couple of times, just haven't gotten the podcast out there.
Right. So. I think that Romans 16... Now, the previous 15 chapters were great. I mean, Paul is... telling us Christians how to live by grace, and the law has been fulfilled in Christ, and now all the Gentiles are welcome to come to faith in Christ.
Yes, now, this is my book, right.
But this last chapter, Romans 16, I mean, we really have done some homework here.
We have it. I'm glad that we did, because you would just skim through that last chapter.
Yeah, because you read these people's names that Paul is saying, you know, give thanks to these guys, welcome them, help, assist them, help them, because they've been a help to me. And you can just, you know, overlook that and think, it's not a big deal. But when you learn a little bit of history about these people that he mentions here, it really opens up more about the book of Romans.
Right.
It gives a lot more context and a lot more information on what was happening back when Paul was writing this. I think the way we should go through this is I will read.
Okay.
And I will stop when we get to like a person that Paul mentions. And I've got some notes there. Hopefully you can read my handwriting.
I've been sitting here quietly praying, Lord, help me, because this is a partnership, see?
I did it the old-fashioned way.
I didn't
type it out. I wrote it by hand.
Right.
With pencil.
And you have really good handwriting, I must say. So I should be able to.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
But it's small. That's the only.
It's okay.
If you're going to criticize my handwriting, people would say it's small. They've always told me, you write so small. I'm like, well, if you can read a magazine or a newspaper, you should be able to read my writing.
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
Great. 12, 14 point times New Roman.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Polish. Anyway, let's get started. Romans 16, verse 1. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Cenchreae. Okay, now I'll stop right there because there's some notes on that. Go ahead and read that.
So Phoebe means bright and radiant, and she delivered Paul's epistles to the Romans.
Okay, so the church in Cenchreae,
which is a harbor town that sits on the coast of Greece, 5 miles from Corinth.
Okay. So it wasn't real far from Paul. Cenchreae wasn't very far from where Paul was. Okay. So that gives us a little bit of context of where he was at. And verse 2 says, I ask you to receive her, Phoebe, in the Lord in a way worthy of his people, and to give her any help she may need from you. For she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. So she's assisted Paul, and as I will give you some facts later after we complete this chapter, Phoebe played a very important part in delivering this epistle to the Romans.
Okay.
All right, verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
So Priscilla and Aquila were married. Aquila was a Jewish Christian. They met Paul in Corinth. They made tents with him, and they lived and worked with Paul while he founded the Corinthian church. Then they followed Paul to Ephesus and established a church in their home.
Wow. So a married couple was with Paul. That's
establishing a church.
That's great. Traveling with him. And I think, did they stay in Ephesus?
They stayed in Ephesus. And
okay,
Paul went
Paul
on.
Kept going on. All right. Verse 5. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia.
And it says that Epaphroditus led to Christ by Priscilla and Aquila.
Okay, so they led him to Christ.
Right, and then they traveled to Rome with them to help them in the ministry there.
All right, so moving on to verse 6, greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Now, we didn't have a lot of information on Mary, right?
No, they weren't really sure. There's not a lot of information. They just said that she was very instrumental and helped a lot. And they didn't, there must be a reason why Paul didn't give her a last name or add
Yeah, because there were a lot of Marys.
And it was a Jewish name, so we're assuming she was a Jew.
But they knew who he was talking about.
Exactly. Okay.
Verse 7, greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was.
Okay, and you wrote two men who were likely Jewish that knew what it was like to be in prison for preaching about Christ. They possibly knew the original 12 disciples and were referred to as apostles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool, huh?
Yeah. This was amazing.
It is really neat. Right. Like, I'm sure...
Like, who are these people? And when you find out, this is amazing.
I'm sure if you're working with a couple of guys that knew the original 12, you probably had all kinds of cool stories about what Jesus did.
A powerhouse ministry.
Yeah, because I think of like at the end of the Gospel of John, where he said, if everything that Jesus did was written down, the world wouldn't have enough room to hold the books.
Right.
And
that is amazing.
And all those things that those guys probably were telling Paul.
It's just stories all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun. I bet they had a lot of fun.
I'm sure they did. Verse 8, it says, greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord.
And you just wrote Ampliatus was a beloved friend, and there's not much information on.
Okay. Verse 9, greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Statius.
Urbanus was possibly a slave or a former slave, and not much information. Just that he loved them.
Okay. Verse 10, greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test, and greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus.
Okay, Apelles, we don't have much information on him. We just know that whose household was beloved.
Okay.
And then for the household of Astrolabus.
Or Aristobulus.
Aristobulus, okay.
Yeah.
He was the grandson of Herod the Great, or brother of King Herod Agrippa the First. He died in AD 48. Greet the members of his household that came to faith.
Okay, so
he's greeting the members of his household.
Yeah, because obviously that he probably wasn't a believer, but maybe members of his household were.
Right, and they
so
would address the household.
So that's just how Paul is identifying them. Okay. Verse 11, greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord.
And you have for Herodian... possibly Jewish, but he just said, my fellow Jew, who served one of the royal lines of the Herods.
Okay, so that's why they referred to him as a Herodian.
Right.
Anything on Narcissus?
We're talking to his household. It says, served Emperor Claudius Claudius died in AD 54. He committed suicide.
So Narcissus committed suicide.
Right.
All right. Verse 12, greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord.
Tryphena and Tryphosa were sisters, or possibly sisters, and their names mean delicate and dainty. And you just put possibly slaves, worked hard in the Lord.
Okay.
And Persis, he worked hard in the Lord also.
Okay. So not a lot of information on these guys, just that they were hardworking people serving the Lord. All right. Verse 13, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Anything on Rufus?
Rufus could be the son of Simon the Cyrene.
Oh, yeah.
If he is, he is of North African descent.
Yeah. Now, Simon of Cyrene
was
the man that carried the cross of Jesus.
This is so amazing. When you look look at all the different Gentiles that he's bringing into the fold here, just different nationalities, different races.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This had to blow Paul's mind.
I know. It's like, look what God's doing.
Yeah. Telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Verse 14, greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them.
And then we just have not much is known.
Not much is known.
They may have all met in the same house church.
All right, verse 15, greet Philogelus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them.
All right, Philogelus and Julia were a married couple.
Okay.
And then for Narcissus and Olympus, we don't really know that much about them.
Okay. Verse 16, greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the churches of Christ send greetings. So Paul is just, man, he's just laying it out there for all these people who have assisted him and helped him in his ministry. And they should, their honor is due their name, right?
Well, and like reading that, after doing all that research, like I said, you know, Paul was a missionary. And you look at that, and those are people from all over, not just people from, you know, he's writing a letter to the Romans, but it's all these Gentiles, you know, and some of them were Roman citizens, some of them were Jews. I mean, he's just bringing all these people together, different colors, all of it is like the church.
Absolutely.
It's what the church is. That's what God did.
So moving on to verse 17. Now, this is for all of us here. Verse 17 starts off, he says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. And here's one sentence that he puts in there at the end of this verse. It says, keep away from them. So he's saying, keep away from these people that would cause divisions, that want to separate the love, right? I mean, these people have gotten saved, they're serving the Lord, but there's always haters. There's always people that just want to sow division, they put obstacles, and we know circumcision was a big one.
Well, and another thing to take into consideration too is just we're all human, so there might have been those people that maybe didn't like somebody for you know, a particular reason, and then they would have could sown division also.
Absolutely.
They're like, well, I don't like this person, so.
So verse 18 says, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. So they work their way in through, you know, smooth words. They deceive people with the things that they say to them. Oh, you got a look on your face.
I was just thinking of the devil.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what he
does. Silver tongue devil, right?
He works his way in. He works his way into the church. He's been doing it ever since beginning of time. And there he is again. And Paul's talking about him.
Yeah, watch out.
Watch out for
him. Keep away from them.
Right.
Keep away from them.
And he's describing what Satan does in the church.
Verse 19 says, everyone has heard about your obedience. So I rejoice because of you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. So Paul's saying, don't learn bad stuff.
Right.
Don't learn about the evil in the world today. I mean, there's a lot as, you know, we're getting older and it's, you can turn on the news or, you know, read something on the internet about some kind of evil thing that happened. And it's like, I didn't even know that was going on.
Right. What is that?
Right. What is that about now? It's like a new depth. Right.
Of sin.
That the human
race
has fallen into. And Paul is telling us here,
We don't need to
be
know
innocent
about
that stuff. Stay away from it. Right. Guard your ears, guard your eyes, guard your heart. Keep away from that stuff. All right. Verse 20 says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus will be with you. So all the bad stuff that's going on right now that is caused by Satan, you can take heart that God is going to crush Satan. He's going to be under our feet. That's encouraging.
It is.
All right.
Take heart.
Verse 21. Timothy, my co-worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. I forgot to look those guys up.
They're fellow Jews.
Okay. Well, good enough, I guess.
They work with Paul.
I, Tertius.
Yeah, you left a lot of things out.
I'm sorry.
Who's Tertius?
It was Paul's scribe.
Thank you.
Who wrote down the letter. Says, he greets you in the Lord. Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church here enjoy, send you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city's director of public works, and our brother Quartus, send you their greetings. See, they even had departments in their cities back then, right? You had an issue, you go to the public works, code enforcement. They probably didn't have that, but anyway.
There's nothing new under the sun.
There isn't.
I'm sure they had rules they had to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's your code enforcement, just different name.
Yeah. Verse 25, now to him who was able to establish you, that means you, Kelly, me, and all of our listeners, in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what God wants from us, faith, faith in him. All right, he's done everything for every nation, tribe, and tongue to be saved, to come to him through Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul has demonstrated here. Like you mentioned, all these people's names, all from different walks of life, different regions. Some were Jews, some were Gentiles, some were, what was it?
Some were probably light-skinned, some were probably
dark-skinned. Yeah, absolutely. So that, I mean, God's paintbrush has got, lots of colors he paints with. So, all right. Now, I promised I had some interesting facts for you. Wrote down on this piece of paper here. Now, Phoebe, back in verse one, we talked about her. So she took the epistle.
She's bright and radiant.
From Paul back to Rome. Okay. So Paul's in Corinth. Now, the journey from Corinth to Rome in today's vernacular, all right, if you were going to drive it in a car today, the distance is 758 miles. Okay, wow. So in a car, it would take you 8 hours and 50 minutes. If you were going to do that by foot, it would take you 6 days.
Well,
okay,
not me.
it may take you a little bit longer.
Months.
but 6 solid days of walking, so maybe 12 days, maybe 2 weeks.
You might decide you need a break a little longer than just a night.
But along that journey, at some point, you have to cross the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, wow.
By boat or really long swim?
Definitely by boat.
Now, in today, modern day Rome and Greece.
Okay, so we were talking too. If it's by boat, it was sail.
There was
no motor.
There's no motor.
So it's going to take a little longer too. So this is a long journey.
So if you want to go from Brindisi to Vellore, these are the two cities, the two port cities that you would sail across the Mediterranean in. Okay. That distance is 86 miles.
Oh, wow.
So that just adds to, the distance and the terrain that you're going to have to go over.
Yeah, exactly.
You're absolutely
right. Who
knew
there's a triathlete that's going to do with this journey?
You're absolutely right. Now, here's something even more interesting. If someone was in Rome and they wanted to go to Jerusalem, okay. Now this is crazy right here. So by car, if you're going to drive, it would take you 42 hours.
Oh, wow.
Without traffic. That's a distance of 2,514 miles. If you wanted to walk that, because that's how they did it back in the day, it would take you 26 solid days.
Oh my goodness.
So it would probably take those guys 2 months, I would imagine, to travel from Rome to Jerusalem. Because you're stopping, you're, you know, setting up camp or whatever overnight.
Yeah, as long as there's no problems, you could end up, if you were sick or
right. I mean,
anything could happen.
You can go by boat. You can go across the water there. But that distance is 1,246 miles.
Oh, yeah. Probably rough, too.
It would be very rough. Yeah. So
I'll stick to land.
So anyway, just to give you some information.
That Phoebe took, Phoebe.
She was a triathlete. She was, and I'm sure she wasn't alone. She probably had some, you know,
but
people
definitely
with her.
Driven, right?
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
She had a mission, and she was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And they had the Holy Spirit
That's
with
right.
them, so giving them that drive and the, you know, the desire
Persistence.
to the calling,
right,
to take that letter back to the Romans. So that concludes
the Book of Romans.
The Book of Romans.
Wow.
Yeah,
I want to say now it's my favorite book in the Bible, but I know
right.
it's not. The whole thing is, you know, just taking it apart and just reading through it. There is so much. Every time you read
there
it,
is.
You find
and,
something
and
else.
And I know we didn't really dive too deep into a lot of the theology, I guess you could say, in the Book of Romans. We just kind of did a surfacey type thing, but
just
it gives people
it.
A good base and a good understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And his whole reason for coming to the earth and dying on a cross.
Amen.
It wasn't just for the Jews. It was for the whole world. Paul said first for the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
Right.
But it's just amazing. And then Paul got to work with everybody.
That is
so,
really
and
amazing.
And he said, I am taking the gospel to the Gentiles. So, and that's what he did.
He did.
And he put churches everywhere. So.
Wow. Church planter, missionary.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed our study on the Book of Romans. And I think coming up, we'll probably take a little bit of a break from going through a book in
okay.
the Bible. Maybe we'll just do a couple little, you know,
fillers.
Random, random podcasts.
Well, Christmas is coming, so.
It is.
Yeah, some and, things we can talk about. Yeah,
and we are going to have a special guest
right.
on the Committed to Christ podcast for our Christmas episode. So
okay.
stay tuned for that. We love you all so very much. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time.